We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Slipping out of reach of the average family, the UK Daily Mail. Priciest place on earth, family of four, hit with an $8,480 tab for a five-day Disney vacation.
Good grief. Well, I've...
This is what it cost him. We did this. I mean,
I have often thought that that was way out of line. And it's been years since I've taken the family down there, but it was, like, incredibly expensive. And it took me a while to pay all that off.
I know.
Doing it. It was good grief.
There was a woman in my neighborhood who did this. It was her whole family of five, and they took the grandparents. And this was like before I came here, right? So this is over 7 years ago. And so it was, you know, they all crammed into the same hotel room, all of them.
Yeah.
And they paid that. This is what they paid back then, and that's two more family members. That's seven, but it was about $8,000. I thought, oh my God, you're crazy. And because I mean, like weeks before that, I'd been having a talk with her about, she's like, yeah, I really got to start saving for college. I'm like, why are you blowing $8,000 on Disney? And you have any, we're like, that's crazy. Yeah. But people do it. Listen to this. So they're reporting this. In February, the entertainment conglomerate Disney raised ticket prices with a 4-day standard ticket now costing one ticket, right? $447.70.
For one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if you want the 4-day park hopper ticket, that's a minimum of that's a 4-day standard ticket. If you want the 4-day park hopper ticket where you can go among the parks, that's a minimum, because you want that one. If you're going to stay 4 days, you're going to need to hop the parks. Yeah. $540 for one ticket.
Good grief.
Yeah. I mean, just. And you know what the worst part is? Crash wanted to go back to Disney. Oh my gosh, he loves Disney. He wanted to go back. We're not going back now because of the politics. We'll let them figure out, wander in the woods and let them figure it out. But we looked into doing it again because we actually got a few free days in a hotel. And we thought, okay, if we book early enough, the problem is the best rides, you can't even get on them.
Yeah.
That price right there, forget it. You're not even going to get on the top tier rides. You're going to get on the ones nobody wants to go on anymore because they're old.
Yeah.
You have to have all these special memberships to even get a shot at the rides, and you have to. And I had a girlfriend explain to me. I didn't believe it at the time. And then I went and actually tried to do it. I mean, I'm talking 6 weeks out, right? I tried to go ahead and book us on rides on their app.
Yeah.
6 weeks out, okay? Totally slammed. Totally full. So I'm like, you know, what is even the point of going back at those prices? Because they oversell tickets so that you can't ride the rides you want. And so I said to my son, I mean, we wanted to go for the new Star Wars one, which was new at the time. It was like 2 years ago. And we did finally get on that. We waited 4 hours in line.
Good.
For it. 4 hours. And that was after signing up. So you have to have a strategy. So what I did was I went and stood online. Well, the kids and my husband went, you know, and did other stuff. And then they joined me online.
Yeah.
So I spent like the full 3 days that we were there. All I did was stand online, so that the rest of my family could go on the rides.
Taking one for the fam.
Yeah, well, I don't, okay. And my husband's awesome. He would have done it, but I don't like roller coasters, okay? So that's mainly what they were on roller coasters.
Yeah.
So I was just like, it just makes me, I mean, you know, I'm the one who hurls and embarrasses herself, right? I cannot handle being moved about in that way. So, I mean, it's misery to me. Like, if you wanted to torture me, I'll tell you all the secrets after a few minutes on a roller coaster.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what it did. That was Disney to me. I stood online and I sweated. It was ridiculous. And then you try to eat there. Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Lunch.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
it was gross. It was so subpar and cheap. $75 for lunch. And that was the cheapest thing we could find.
Yeah. I mean, in the parks, the food is really not that good. Now, the restaurants and the hotels are better. They're not the best I've ever had, but they're better. But they're incredibly expensive.
Yeah. We were going to go to dinner one night there at one of the Disney ones, and we canceled that.
Yeah.
Because they had a preset menu that you could choose, like, this plan or this plan. The one, the cheapest one was two, and you only got chicken, by the way. That wasn't the steak one. $240 for the whole family.
Good grief.
We left there feeling like, I can't say the term on the air. It's a,
wow.
Yeah. I'll get an FCC violation. So, I mean, to Crash wanted to go back, and I'm like, why? We're not going to get to go on the other rides. Why are we going to do it? I mean, like, I just, wow, did I feel used when I left.
Well, we have settled for, usually what we try to do is try to get, like, a house on the beach for a week and get the whole family there. And, yeah, you pay a ton of money for it, but, you know, you have a little bit more control over what you're doing. And, and you know, we're more interested in just, you know, sitting out under the umbrella on the ocean, enjoying the view and spending time with the family. And that's, you know.
That's where we are now, too.
I'm just not into all the rides and all the other. Now, there's other members of my wife's family that love that, go down there all the time and do all this. But it's just like, I'm sorry, I'm just not into that anymore.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, in 1981, our family of four went to Disney World, and the combined cost of a two-day pass was $72. And I bet they let you ride the rides, too. Yeah. Texture writes, you can go on a four-day cruise with four people to an exotic location and eat and drink all you want for free for like $4,000.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You might catch a stomach flu before you come home, but hey, at least you won't get any weight from the eating. It all works out. So, yeah, I know, right? Texture writes, the only way we could afford Disney was camping there.
Yeah.
That's going to be nuts. So much stuff going on. Texture writes, Tara, see, this is what I've been asking. This is just on another subject. Tara, why won't some of the red state governors say screw them and restart oil and gas production? That's going to have to happen. And the question is, how bad will it get before it does? That's the only question.
You're going to have all kinds of lawsuits with that because the federal authorities they'll say we've got jurisdiction, that the states don't have the international waters jurisdiction, that you're
I'm just talking about land. Just even land.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant offshore.
Yeah, no, we could fix a lot of this if people just drill in Texas.
Yeah.
That alone, I mean, there's going to have to be, something's going to have to give. This cannot go on. I mean, Joe Biden, and this really was the big news. I mean, I can't play this clip enough. Joe Biden admitting, no, it's not Putin at all. I'm doing this. That this is a huge transition, you know, off oil.
Now, does that mean we don't have problems? We do. And when it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger.
He calls what we're suffering through right now an incredible transition.
Yeah.
Dear leader. I mean, what the heck? This is like, you know, like when you went to the work camps in the regime and it says slavery is freedom. Yeah. This is an incredible transition. Unbelievable. But not quite the way he means. So this is him admitting to it. This is what's so remarkable to me, Lee. He was answering a question. He didn't read this off the teleprompter. This means he knows. He knows what he's doing. As demented and out of it as he is and not particularly bright to begin with, he knows what he's doing. And he's okay with it. He knows what he's putting us through. And again, Brian Bamberg had the best reaction to this. The economics professor from King's College just nailed this, I think. Here we go.
It's interesting. He said, God willing, we'll get through this in his comments yesterday. That's actually right on the money. It's going to take a miracle at this point with this administration and the policy they're pursuing for the American economy to come out of this stronger. And it's an unforced error because we can handle all of our needs right here.
God willing. So he's not even sure we're going to make it. But that's okay. He wants to try. So Joe is not just a puppet in the sense of he seems to know. I mean, he seems to understand what he's doing.
Well, this is that whole green agenda thing that
we
didn't vote on, we didn't vote for, and we're going to get anyway.
Although, to be fair to Joe, I mean, he did tell us what he was going to do. I mean, he didn't lie about this. It's like the only thing he didn't lie about.
True, yeah.
Remember when he told people over and over and over and over again that this was what he was going to do, that we were...
We tried to tell everybody, too.
Yeah, I mean, remember he was asked, are you, you know, willing to kill 100,000 jobs to transition to a green economy? He said he was. Here's Joe. I mean, just a summary.
I want you to just take a look, okay? But I want you to look in my eyes. I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel, and I am not going to cooperate.
So there he is. Yeah. There's no Putin there. This is it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how we get off this ride. Let's use a Disney analogy to end this segment. I don't know how we get off this ride. I think we're stuck.
Well, it's going to be a small economy after all.
That might be your best ever. Wow. Did you just come up with that off the top of your head?
Yes, of course.
Good for you.
Oh, gosh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A lot of people pointing out the World Economic Forum, whose view is that you will own nothing but be happy. That's because they'll own everything. And that we should have one world government. And this is a serious outfit. I mean, I earlier ran through all that. The world leaders who've been through their training program, including Vladimir Putin, Elon Musk, Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, John Kerry. Virtually every president that we have had, except for Trump, in recent years. So these are people that are taken seriously by people running our country, who we shouldn't take seriously. They're nuts, but we should at least pay attention to them because they're running our world and our country. This is Klaus Schwab, who's the head of the World Economic Forum. He's a very scary guy. His book proposes that we've got to get the world population down. There's just too many of us. And so he wanted to get rid of most everybody. He said he would like half the remaining world population, he wants to get it down to about a billion, to be Chinese or Asian. And he said he wanted this because he thought that they would take, you know, the best to having their lives being completely dictated to them by world elites. This is the kind of whack job we're talking about. These people take him seriously. So here he is. Announcing in his opening statement, because they're having the big forum meeting, it's been attended by a lot of senators and Congress members and leaders from America, no one from South Carolina this year, thankfully. And he's explaining, you know, what the deal is. He said, we have the means to impose the state of the world. Wow. I mean, it's odd. He seems to think they have the power to impose the state of the world. I wonder why he thinks that.
Let's also be clear. The future is not just happening. The future is built by us, by a powerful community as you here in this room. We have the means to improve the states of the world.
Imposed by the people in this room. Imposed. Do you like that word? Imposed. Yeah, because no one's going to vote for this. No one's voting for this. No, they'll impose it. He did that. Folks, they're not even hiding this. That's the remarkable thing. They're not even hiding it. It's right out there for anybody who wants to see what the agenda is. And a big part of their agenda this year, the first thing on the item list was digital currency run out of one location, one World Bank currency, which is very openly talked about in the UK, but it's not so openly talked about here. Which is where they're going. It's what they want. It's why they don't care if they crash the currency. It's the plan, I think. You crash the currency, it'll create an oopsie, and then they're going to have to centralize it with a digital currency. And in the UK, they've already accepted the idea there will be a digital currency. Now they're just debating the parameters of it, which include the ability of governments and your employer to decide what you can spend the money on and what you can't. They can pre-program it, which will take care of things like pesky Canadian truckers thinking they can get uppity. That's where we're going. And I got to tell you, leftists, you think you're going to like this world. You're not. You're not going to like this world at all. But you know what? It's exactly the world being described by Rebecca Parson. You heard of her? Yeah, you'll be hearing a lot more about her. She's nuts. She's a socialist, and she's running right now in the state of Washington. Naturally, she's a Democrat, right? And she called on her supporters, a million of them, to break into empty homes. She's running as a Democrat, just a member of Democratic Socialists of America. Break into empty homes. And she said, look, they can't stop us all. And just move in and live there. And she feels like people shouldn't have property that's empty. That should be wrong. Now, that might sound like a crazy idea, okay? I mean, it's illegal, but it's never stopped the left. I mean, look at Circleback Psaki, spokesperson for Biden, and Chuck Schumer, head of the Senate, you know, said, go ahead, go out front of these judges' homes and break federal law. And protest out there. They're still out there. Alito's still in hiding. I mean, so it's where we are. So breaking the law is nothing for these people. But here's what she's saying. Go occupy these people's homes and move in. Well, what is that? Well, that's crime. Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. That is exactly what the World Economic Forum is proposing. And it is exactly how the former USSR worked. If you want to understand this, we don't understand communism. We don't. I didn't understand it till I read We the Living by Ayn Rand, the closest thing she said to an autobiography she'd ever write. It was about a time in the USSR. And she had grown up in a just average middle-class family. Her father owned a small pharmacy. And they took the pharmacy. They awarded the pharmacy to a high-ranking member of the party. That's what they do. They use communism to steal from you. Unlike what they tell the plebs, they don't actually redistribute stuff. The best stuff goes to the party members. And it was amazing to look at. And this is exactly what they did, what she's proposing. Used to be able to go to a nice steak joint a couple times a year, her family. The party took the steak joint over. So the party stole all the limos. So all the high-ranking party officials could be seen in their limos that were stolen from people who used to be prosperous, parked outside the steak joint, eating steak. But your average run-of-the-mill middle-class family? Can't enter. The plebs, the poor who fought the revolution for them, barred. And nobody got to eat steak except the party members. Well, they'd take your house too, just like she's saying. So what would happen? She said, you know, she grew up with a, you know, 3-bedroom house, and that was fairly affluent. I mean, they were upper middle class, but very simple by our standards. They took her family's house and a pharmacy. The pharmacy went to a high-ranking member of the party, and they moved families into her house. So her family was reduced to one, living in one bedroom. They were terrified because some of the people moved in were kind of violent. I mean, then two other families or groups of people were moved into the other two bedrooms, and everybody had to share the bathroom and the kitchen. They had no control over their home. Americans don't understand this. They don't understand how communism actually worked, USSR style. But I'm here to tell you, this woman, Rebecca Parson, does, and so does the World Economic Forum. It's exactly what they're proposing, what she did, what she's doing, what she's proposing. Because the World Economic Forum says you'll own nothing, that you'll, you know, you might sleep at night in your apartment, you'll leave, and then during the day, other people will come in and use it, like for, you know, business meetings, or for non-profit group meetings and stuff like that. Like, you'll own nothing, and people will be run through your home. So everybody in America, I'm just laughing at this. This Washington Democrat socialist congressional candidate, Rebecca Parson, think, she's wild-eyed, she's far left, she's, you know, she's radical. No, she's not. This is exactly how it worked in the USSR, exactly. And it's exactly what the World Economic Forum, which is meeting right now, is proposing. She is right in the mainstream of the Democrat Party, Marxist and socialist and communist. This is how it would work. People are like, that's against the law. Huh? So it's never stopped a Democrat. Yeah, so crazy times out there. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago? And it's amazing that it didn't get more coverage than it did. About how our woke army is having trouble finding enough recruits, that we're dangerously below whatever levels they feel it is that we need to protect the country. There's people who want to join. You'll be vilified and destroyed if you don't want to get the 55th shot, which won't work any better than the first shot did, 12% of efficacy, as admitted by Pfizer in February 2021. We know that now. They lied about how efficacious it is, but it doesn't matter. The shot has become a religious ceremony, really. It's not an effective medical device, but, you know, having it means you are one of them. You have received the sacrament. So, yeah, and if you won't, then, you know, they're going to boot you out on your butt in the military. And then there were the commercials making it clear that they're only interested in woke recruits. Remember the Emma commercial? Google that one. You'll understand why they can't get recruits. And now this. The woke U.S. Army is proposing a policy to allow soldiers to request a move from where they're stationed if they do not like the local laws on gender, racism, or abortion. Now, there's no state that still discriminates based on race, so I'm not sure what that's about. That's probably just a feel-good line. But it was just last year, remember, that the Army released a recruitment ad targeting kids from San Francisco, targeting kids of woke liberals. And I said at the time the purpose of that ad was to ensure that they would, you know, drive down membership in our military. That was the actual purpose. It was knowing that the people who have always fought our fights, I mean, the largest number of recruits per capita have always come, at least in recent years, from South Carolina. They're not down with this. And so that was the purpose, to send the message, unless you're woke, you are not welcome. And that would be sure to deplete the fighting forces because there's not enough woke people. I mean, it's small percentage of our society, truly woke people. They would do that. Here's the Emma ad. Remember this? And this is what has resulted in people going, I'm not joining.
This is the story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms.
Yeah, okay. So the brand, there's nothing wrong with having gay parents. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this is branding. And after the CIA ad that came out, which was incredibly woke, it's very clear. Unless you are a hardcore leftist, they do not want you in positions of power in our intelligence agencies or our media. And you're not going, our military, and you're not going to feel comfortable there. And go ahead and forget it. It's a purge is what it is. Anyway, so the U.S. Army is now proposing a policy. If you just don't want to be stationed somewhere, then just you just don't have to. Because if you feel like it's not woke enough, then you just don't have to go there. This is the same U.S. Army, by the way, that just lost a war to 10th century barbarians and left them $80 billion in U.S. weapons. So it's, I mean, just so we're clear on what we're dealing with here. I mean, it's, you know, you could alternately fight and die fighting the enemy, but we could also give them $80 billion worth of military equipment afterward as if you had never made a sacrifice. I mean, your life is worth nothing to these people. I mean, I still occasionally get the email from a parent who's so excited their kid is going to the military. I'm like, why? You can't, no. You'd have to be nuts. Especially with the commander-in-chief, who is now on, I missed one of the times, by the way. I thought it was second time. Third time he's forgotten what our policy on Taiwan is. And it's kind of important. It's not like it's obscure. Our policy on Taiwan is we are not going to nuclear war, or we are not going to world war with China. We're not launching World War III with China over Taiwan. That has been our policy for decades. It was our policy under Bush and Obama and Trump. Okay, so like he should have noticed because he was there for the whole Obama administration. So I thought this was the second time that his staff had to correct him because he forgot that we're not going to war with Taiwan. It was actually the third. He did it in October, too. How do you forget a thing like this? But he did. He cannot remember. Or maybe he is planning to send the military to war against China over Taiwan. I don't know. It's just no way to know. But, you know, just in case, I don't know that I'd join our military right now. Unless you're woke and have two moms. I guess. I mean, I don't know. That's the message. But this is why this is, I mean, this is the deliberate degrading of this organization. Texter writes, meanwhile, China has 900 cargo ships loaded and ready to come to the U.S., millions of soldiers ready to come here. Yeah, this is a conspiracy theory going on around right now that China's going to invade California. I don't think this is actually going to happen. That's pretty silly. But then I got to thinking about it when I saw it. There's people making serious videos about this. Like, they believe it's going to happen. Well, they'll take Taiwan first. Believe me. But no, it was like, if they did, but do we really want to fight for California? I mean, I don't know. I'd be inclined to throw Washington in, too. So, you know what? Go ahead and take that. Just be at the whole coast. You can have it. But you can't come over the California state line into the other states. Because we're gonna chop block you if you do. And I mean, I think the people in California, most of them would be happy with that. Don't you? I mean, they finally get to live in the authoritarian regime they so desperately want. I think Gavin Newsom fit right in the Communist Party. I'm not joking. I say we let him. I think we just let him have California. We kick their butts if they come over the state line, though. And I think it's a win-win for everybody involved. I think the people in California be happier, and we can, you know, give them a grace period if you want to exit. You're one of the few red people left in California. Give them, you know, they can move to somewhere else, and then we just go ahead and dispose of the state. Give it to the Chinese. They'll be happy. We'll be happy. Everybody be happy. Texter writes, kicking people out of the military because you won't get the vaccine is stupid. Those are the kind of men you want in the military. Exactly. That's why they did it. They want to degrade the military. They degrade every branch of government, the military as well. Texter writes, get all the branches filled with woke folks, then start a world war. I think that's kind of close to where they are. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307. Tara, China has purchased a 25,000-acre farm in Texas already. They're preparing to invade us. I don't know what they're doing, but those land purchases are sketchy. Texter writes, my great-grandfather was a wealthy landowner in the former Yugoslavia, had cattle, provided beef to the military, had a high-rise commercial building in downtown Sarajevo. The communists took it all. Yeah, that's what they do, and then they move their deadbeats in. So it's just funny to me the way that people are reacting to this Washington Democrat socialist congressional candidate, Rebecca Parson. Like, this is some crazy, illegal, or novel idea. No, it's classic Marxism. They move people you don't know into what was your home. That's what it is. Not only do you not get the free stuff, the free stuff they plan to give to everyone else is the stuff that used to be your stuff. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Is there something that used to stress you out, but like that if it happened now that you're older, wouldn't bother you at all? Here's a list of personality traits, new survey, people wish they developed earlier. It's funny how life just toughens you. It does. Many people anyway, not everybody, I guess. I shouldn't make blanket statements. My kids are all, and you start off in life this way, very sensitive to what other people say and think. I went through this recently with Crash and coach he had who thought he should cut his hair. Crash loves his hair. It's a point of pride with him because he had to get on the honor roll for 4 quarters, a near impossibility for him to earn that hair. And I only threw it out there because I thought he couldn't do it, and he did. But he still has his long hair, and he likes it. It's very masculine. And a coach of his said he suggested he cut it. And he meant well, but he didn't mean anything denigrating or anything at all. It would be helpful in the sport. And so he said, you know, I guess I got to cut my hair. I said, well, who's that talking? Well, I guess, well, no. What do you want to do? Well, I kind of want to keep it. Well, keep it. We don't make decisions based on what other people think. We listen to what their input, why it might be a good reason to do it, just for the season. But then we make our own decisions. That's what we do. We don't let other people influence us. in what we do. But it is certainly worth considering their opinion. I mean, sometimes people have a good opinion for your life. Sometimes it's a good gut check. But it doesn't define you. And I said, I'll take you, get your haircut if you want. Anytime you want. He said, no, he wanted to keep it. So, yeah, it's cool. And that is number one, the ability not to take things personally. People wish they had it before. You get so much better at this when you get older. This is why by the time your kids leave the house, you are like proudly wearing a World's Greatest Dad shirt. You look like a complete doof and you do not even care. You have let go. Every time I see a guy in one of those, I just bust out laughing in a good way. I'm like, he is completely abandoned, all caring what anyone thinks. There's a bully in high school. I would love to go back because I would not take her crap today. I would not take it. And I didn't get bullied much. It was just one girl who sat behind me and she just slapped me in the back of the head. I would totally turn around and backhand her now and I wouldn't even hesitate. But I didn't have that then. I had to develop it. It's like a muscle. I mean, for it to get tough, it's got to be, you know, cut and heal a lot of times before you're like, oh, heck, I don't even care. Number two, firmness. Firmness, something, a skill that you wish you had, but you wish you had when you were younger, but you have it now. Firmness in boundaries and asking for needs and wants. I'd add to that the ability to say no, definitively and decisively. I second guess myself on saying no, and I shouldn't. Still not good at it. I've gotten better. The ability to tell yourself to shut up when you start overthinking and then listen. Yeah. Not questioning that first gut reaction, which is usually the right one. Number four, this is kind of goes along with number two, decisiveness, the ability to just make a decision and stick with it. My husband is so good at that. And I'm 3 days later, well, but I don't know if we just, I always second guess myself and I still do it. I'm much better than I used to be, but I still do it. Number five, the ability to take criticism and feedback in the spirit in which it is given. That's a good one. Number six, choosing to ignore dumb people instead of arguing with them. Ah, yes. The grace to go placidly through life. Just tuning out the inane and insane. Number seven, believing in your own assessment of people and not that made by others. That is, you know what? That is a survival skill. I work with my children on this constantly. Your first gut with people is always right. And you may only experience it for a few seconds. But it's always right. Take note of it. There's a reason for it. We still have instincts. They're a gift from God. Number eight, giving people the benefit of the doubt, which is kind of the flip side of this. No one is trying to make your life harder. They're just trying to do things for themselves. So don't take things to heart. Be kind to others. So this is kind of the flip side of that coin. And give people a benefit. You know, you put the two together. Giving people the benefit of the doubt. But believe your own assessment of people, too, especially that initial assessment. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, but don't give them too much else. At least not till you know what kind of person you're dealing with. All right, that wraps up the show. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you again. Is that sunlight out there? Is there actual sunlight out there? Wow, okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.